Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
I feel like this next generation that's coming up, they seem like a bunch of p***s to me, you know? So because of that, there's never been more opportunity than there is right now. If you're a fucking savage and you get out there and you grind hard and you want it bad enough, you can run all these guys over, man. And this whole COVID thing, people don't want to go back to work and, you know, they want to stay home and all this bullshit, man.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
And I'm telling you from the bottom of my soul, it is so easy to beat people today. They are so soft. They have no work ethic. No one can stick with anything. Everyone's distracted. They're on social media. They're counting their fucking notifications because they can't stick with shit. They can't say no.
This next generation is just such a fucking group of p***s, man. For the small group of savages out there, run these fucking kids right over, man. Run them all over.
As you all know, it's a hot motherfucker. Nice heat wave. Mother Nature's a pissed off motherfucker, but guess what? So am I. So who gives a fuck? Today I was running, and this guy passes me in the car. It's about 100 degrees out here, 70% humidity. And the guy comes back around, looks at me. He pulls his car by me and says, "Why the fuck are you out here?" I said, "Because you're not. Sometimes your motivation needs to be because no one else wants to fucking do it. We need doctors. We need fucking lawyers. We need dentists. We need teachers. We also need fucking savages. This message I do is not for fucking everybody. So I don't want to say that soft bullshit about, do you have sunscreen on? This message is dangerous. It's too hot. I'm not asking you to fucking be like me. Do you. Stay hard.
Know that I am going to bring that to you. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure you never forget the night you stepped in the octagon with me. I embody the spirit of a martial artist, the heart of a martial artist, what it truly means to be a martial artist. I'll give up my arm. I'll give up an eye. I'll give up a toe. It doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do to stop me, Daniel Cormier. There's absolutely nothing you can do. You said you could take me down 100 times out of 100 times, right? And that's what you're going to do, right? I challenge you to get me down 5 times in that 5-round fight. You won't be able to do that. Maybe you will get me down once. I believe in my whole heart that I'll get you down too. But the difference is, when I get you down, your face will open up. There is nothing you can do to stop me from coming at you round after round with the most malicious techniques I know. You will lose this fight, Daniel Cormier. I want you to believe it. Every ounce of training you put in leading up to this fight will be a waste of your life.
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch.
That's
your
it.
Missus says stay in
That's
bed.
It.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy.
That's
You've got
it.
Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't gonna do what I'm gonna do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
When I haven't tasted blood in a while, I don't notice. I'm not sitting there thinking about it. And then all of a sudden something will happen. Some situation will unfold and I'll go into like war mode, and I just feel so good. It makes me just look around and I just think, you know, I wasn't really supposed to be doing anything else, because it makes me feel so good to be in that mode, to feel that focus. When I have somebody or some entity that is antagonistic to me, my family, my friends, my team, I feel something that is the best feeling. Whether it was the enemy, whether it was part of some organization, some person that had some, did something. You know, if there's a betrayal, where someone betrays me and they want to go to war, that's when I love the taste of blood.
What separates me from a lot of people is they go into a daunting task, and the task is overwhelming. Like, when I heard the pull-up record was 4,020 pull-ups, and I was talking about breaking this record, people are like, oh my God. I went right to a pen and paper. They go, what are you doing? I'm doing the math, man. What are you talking about? I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups in a minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the fuck is in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything that is relentless. Nothing. The guys going through Hell Week, they're up all day and all night for 130 hours. This is the promised land of mental hardening for me. I love this place. And you have the instructors who you know, they've been there, done that. Now they're instructing you. So they do their 8-hour shift. They have their parkas on. It's usually cold, coffee, drinking their coffee. And they're beating the crap out of us. And when I started realizing, I started playing mind games. And I was like, you know what? I bet these fuckers are looking at us, judging themselves about when they were going through Hell Week. About, let me see, I'm looking at Goggins right now. I was better than him. I was better than that guy. I was better than that fucker over there. And I was like, okay. You got to judge me, right? So this is what I'm going to do to you. So what I started doing was I got my Bro Crew 2. I said, come here, guys. Can't break Bro Crew 2. It's Wednesday, and everybody's broken. Everybody's beat up, man. And like this, when you start moving like a robot, everybody's like just kind of just trying to get through Hell Week now, and your energy's zapped. And they know Wednesday's like that over the hump. And that's another thing. They tell you how you're supposed to feel. So you are feeling that way. I was like, don't let these motherfuckers tell you how you're supposed to feel. No, it's day one, motherfucker. This is hour one. So I was getting my boat crew all jacked up. I said, we're going to take these motherfuckers' souls. So when they had us doing this simple thing that guys are struggling with, Bro Crew 2 is just launching the fucking boat in here, yelling, yeah, you can't fucking hurt us. You can't hurt Bro Crew 2. And I looked on the instructors' faces, and it looked like someone had just fucked with their soul. And I looked at my guys in my boat crew, and I said, hey, guess what? Those motherfuckers aren't fucking tonight. We own space in their fucking head. We own space. They're going to think about us tonight. We start fueling off the fact that, man, it takes 1 second of energy to steal everybody's. And then you have all the energy you need.
I was going through basic SEAL training.
Something called log PT, which you pick up logs, put them over your head, you carry them around, you race with them, you push-ups on them, you do sit-ups with them, you do squats with them, you do a bunch of exercises with these logs. And one of the things that they would do to kind of mess with us is you'd have to do a certain number of squats or shoulder presses, and you'd have to do them synchronized all together as a group, every group. doing it together, and they'd count them out. And they'd say, you gotta do 30 shoulder presses. And you'd start doing them, one, two, three, one, one, two, three, two. And then at some point along the way, someone would mess up. And there was this one instructor, he was a chief, a SEAL chief. And when we would mess up, he'd come up, they'd carry, he wouldn't get mad, he wouldn't yell and scream, but he had a megaphone. And he would just get on the megaphone, he'd say, the count is zero. The count is zero. Meaning that we had to start all over again. The count was zero. One, two, three, four, five, six. Somebody messed it up. And now the count is zero. I'm thinking that's kind of the way the world works. Every day when I wake up, that's what I think to myself. Doesn't matter what I did yesterday. Doesn't matter what mistakes I made in the past. Doesn't matter anymore. It's a new day and the count is zero. So get started. Go get some. Out.